A few years ago, I had the pleasure of speaking with Don Barragiano as Hajira. Today, we speak with him alone as he embarks in the Aaron Copland Foundation's American Composer Series competition. Don Barragiano composes and performs within the Arab minor scale known as the Hejaz. His bands have performed all over the world. After studying here in Cincinnati, Don moved to Saudi Arabia and immersed himself in their culture, returning to the U.S. and forming the group Hajira. Welcome back to Around Cincinnati, Don.
Well, thank you very much, Chelsea. Appreciate it.
So catch us up since the last time we spoke here in Cincinnati. What have you been up to?
Well, I went back to Seattle. We performed some more. We came back to New York City. We played 3 years straight at the International Day of Music, which is called Make Music in New York. We played for that. And then I felt that I should move back closer to the East Coast. So I'm living near Ithaca, New York now. And so that's my plan, to be closer to where the action is. And I started talking to the Aaron Copland Foundation last year. They were interested in my music, and I'm working on a grant from them to get some funding for performance.
And how were you selected to be a part of that foundation series? And what was the application process like for that?
Well, when I came here, I realized the business side of music is kind of weak right now, and I don't really perform in bars, so I had to figure out another way. So I started doing a search on the internet for funding. And to be honest, I found maybe 50, 60 of them. I blasted them out, and the Aaron Copland Foundation got back to me within a week, which is most unusual, and they were interested in my music. And it's the American Composer Series, and it's for an ensemble. So I've always had a small group. They liked the essence of what I was doing. You know, I had to send them some YouTube clips. I had to send them music that I've written down as best I could. And there's an application process where you say what your goals are, who you are, what you're about, where you're going, that kind of a thing. And then you have to demonstrate some performance experience, like concerts, and so for the last couple, 3 years. So I did all that, and I'm still kind of going through the hoops.
And so your music, you say some of the music that you've actually written down. I think that's interesting because I feel like your music is very improvisational.
You are so right. And what I do is I have like this roadmap that I use for my musicians, and I might write down a couple of the, what you might call the signature pieces, you know, dun, 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 which is Hajira. I write that down, and then I do the chord structure very simply, and then I write down the rhythm structure for the drummers. And most of the other groups, the bigger groups for the Aaron Copland Foundation, they're writing scores. I mean, the whole, you know, the clarinets, the trumpets, you know, the violins, the whole thing. And because I'm in the ensemble part, I can make use of what I have written down. But to have other musicians, you have to have something kind of written down, and then you jam, then you improvise. That is true. You're right.
So they're almost more like jazz charts that you're working with,
yes,
but for a different style of music.
Right.
You
exactly.
Said some of the other people that are part of the foundation, they are writing scores and things like that. Do you get to collaborate at all with them? Are you going back and forth with those groups as well?
I'd like to say I am, but that's not what's happening. I'm kind of talking to the board, you know, the people who are in charge of the foundation. I haven't really connected with the musicians. I'd love to. I think that would be great.
And so you're collaborating then within a group. Who is part of your group? What kind of instruments should one expect if they were to come to one of your concerts?
Well, I had my old percussionist dancer flew in from Seattle, and she's here now. So for the month of June, I'm playing a number of gigs. So what we have is always a Middle Eastern drummer, which is like a dumbek. And then I try to get a melody instrument such as a violin or a cello. And then it's always best if I have a singer. So that's the basic band.
And what are your future plans after the grant and everything that you're doing with Aaron Copland's foundation?
I'm hoping that opens some doors. And like I'm saying, I did find about 50 or 60 other places that are funding original music here in America. So I want to pursue that, of course. But the idea of getting the funding is that it brings with it a certain acceptance in the musical community so that I could perform more and widen my network is what I want to do.
That sounds like a great plan. That sounds like a great way mm-hmm. to do it. And mm-hmm. are you still traveling with the band, or do you stay pretty localized now on the East Coast?
Well, we're going to New York. We're playing in this area, in Ithaca. Played down in Pennsylvania, where we played on Lake Erie. We played New York City. I have a small network that I play around here, but I want to increase that and go to Chicago, Boston, do that kind of thing.
Great. Thanks for joining me again.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
That was Don Baragiano, founder of the group Hajira, competing in Aaron Copland Foundation's American Composer Series. For more information, visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Chelsea Vandedrink.